Omaha! Omaha! Blue 42! Blue 42, Omaha! So hot!
Welcome back to the... Oh, shoot.
Just keep it running.
Welcome back to the Young Bucks Podcast, episode number 88. No, Henry Deering here with my brother, Bill Walton, for the fourth time tonight.
NBA champion, NBA MVP, NBA defense player of the year, and NBA sixth man of the year.
Just kidding, it's Chris. He just happens to look like Bill Walton tonight. Man, it's been a slow one, but a good one. We here. Thank you for the recent love and support on YouTube and audio platforms. We really appreciate all the support, all the love as we grow as a podcast community. Thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time here, welcome.
Yes, please.
We appreciate either your friend, family, or algorithm who showed you to us.
Turn it up in the headphones a little bit. Turn it down. Do what you need. Chillax. Grab some popcorn. Get your work done and listen to the Young Bucks podcast.
Eloquent. Eloquent as always. We'd like to kick off today's episode in honor of a man who meant a lot to us in our lives. Our unanimous favorite teacher, most impactful person in our education.
Mentor.
Yeah, mentor in many ways. Friend.
Architect of our
lives. Recently passed away. Jesus has called him home. And that man is Mike Cox. Mr. Cox, as we knew him.
Round of applause for the man.
Most of our lives. Yeah. Yeah.
Big round of applause for that man.
So, yeah, a recent death of a very important person in our lives.
Absolutely.
It's bittersweet in some ways. It's a sorrowful thing, but it's also surprisingly rejoiceful or joyful.
Absolutely.
Even maybe more so.
Yeah.
To set the scene, I mean, we went to a private school, a Baptist school, with rules, with regulations.
Yeah.
Which as growing adolescent teenage boys, we always wanted to do the opposite. And the leadership there, the authority there, for the most part, did a really good job of letting us know what we needed to do at all times, keeping the shirt tucked in, wearing the belt, having a collared shirt on, even if you were wearing a sweatshirt that was
correct pants,
the brand of the school. Which, you know, as adults looking back at these things, these are not
clean
big.
Shaven.
It's nothing crazy. But at the time, this was our perspective. Like, why do we have to follow these rules? You know, mom and dad, can we go to a public school where they have all the freedom? Which, thankfully, now is like...
I never said that.
Okay, that was me. that was me. That was me pleading multiple times to, you know, get out of that scene. But now I'm even more thankful for it. But say all that to say, this teacher was different. He was set apart in that he was not, he was a respectful authority, but he wasn't
absolutely
he had a very good awareness of how to be a very joyful, hilarious, important leader, and did his role well as a teacher, as a man, as someone who you know, is looking after children for their job, basically raising children in their job in some ways, and children who are growing into teenage years and young adulthood. It was just different. And you know, looking back as an adult now, I'm thankful for other teachers in different ways.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was very easy to get along with this guy. It's very easy to get along with this guy, you know, welcoming us into the office, you know, in a lighthearted manner, not in a way that we had just, you know, gotten in trouble or broken a rule, allowing us to congregate around his desk and crack jokes in the middle of class or his computer up in the front, whatever he was doing. you know, it was just really different to have a presence like that in our years of growing up at school.
Yeah. It was a presence unlike a lot of anything that I've ever seen before. It was just like he knew so well the line, like, of what could and could not be crossed, you know?
Yeah.
Like I've never seen a more definite line of, like, we're still going to have a lot of fun, but, like, if we cross that line, I'm still going to tell you that, like, it's been crossed, but, like, that's okay, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, to just have somebody so loving and, like, willing to just take you in and show you how to be a good man of God while still being, like, stupid and, like, a kid at the same time. I think he really embodied that childlike faith so very well. So I, like,
talk about the bittersweet part of it, like, the part that you know, when we think about it, it's like, oh, that's happy, that's joyful, that's good for him.
That's where I was just gonna go. So Mike was he was a great guy, and I want to figure out how I want to say this. So we're very happy. I am so joyful. I'm so thankful. I am so happy that he is, like, worshiping with his Lord and Savior right now.
He's home.
And, like, the thing that makes me so happy for him is that he's there with his wife. So for me personally, I knew his wife very well. She was like my class's mom of the school, you know, and she tragically passed away, three and a half years ago, and he really hadn't been the same since. And so for me, when I heard of his passing, I was just filled with so much joy and happiness that he was there with his wife and that he was there with his Lord, two of the most prominent, like people in his life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his two favorite things were his Savior and his wife, and he's now there. And, like, every time I think about it, I just have this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful picture of, like, Jesus sitting on his throne in heaven and Mike and Sabrina, like, just at his feet, just worshiping him and, like, sitting together, like, giving praise to their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that just brings me so much joy, and I'm so happy. And it's just a time where we can just bring praise to God through this. Like I was thinking about it today, I was just like, it's such a good time to just be thankful for what God is able to do in our lives, because it truly is a privilege that he can give us the opportunity to have a relationship with him. And that we can capitalize on that by being a good steward and a good servant. And I think both Mike and Sabrina, they embodied being a servant to the fullest extent. And it's so, like, after having experienced the Holy Spirit in my life, I think, like, in a personal level, you know, I think it's just so, like, the way that they were able to operate on a daily basis is just so phenomenal to me.
Yeah.
And I'm just so thankful to have them both in my life. Obviously, I'm very sad that they're both no longer here, but I'm just so, so filled with joy and filled with happiness and thankfulness that they're both there together. Like, he's home with his Savior, and he's home with his wife. And it just, like, makes me really, really, really happy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it could make me sad.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely share that with the instant thought is both sadness and joy. Sad in a sense, you know, we're still here, and it's like, man, that would have been cool to catch up with him one more time, you know?
Yeah.
It would have been cool to chat with him. We were talking just a minute ago before we hit record One time we actually were able to do that. We went over to his house. I don't know if we were just checking in and just saying what's up.
Post-COVID, right?
Couple friends, yeah. We went over to his house, just sat around in the living room and talked for, I don't know, a couple hours. Something like that.
Yeah.
So it was like that level of relationship, and we didn't, you know, do that all the time, but, you know, just having that accessibility to someone like that was cool in growing up. It really, it puts it in perspective that, you know, as I'm growing up and thinking like, you know, one day it's reality, I'm going to have kids, like how important it is that the people outside of you as a father, like there's going to be people who impact them too.
Yeah.
So it's like you want that guy, like that type of person to be surrounding them. So I'm really thankful that it ended up being that, you know, we changed schools when we did. We ended up there and we got to experience him in our education mm-hmm. for a good majority of it.
Yeah, he was also a good teacher.
Yeah. He knew the
history. He knew everything.
He did know a lot. Just wanted to kick off this episode, you know, in honor of him and his recent passing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of friends and even people I'd call family of ours that are definitely grieving the loss. I think
absolutely.
Little harder just because of their more family-like relationship with him. We had a very like cool, like friend relationship with him and even family, but
yeah,
absolutely. There's people that I'm friends with that I didn't know, like he was like there on Christmas and stuff like he did stuff with them, at a family level. And I'm definitely praying for them at this time. I've seen a lot of posts, you know, just talking in the captions about the big impact and you can definitely tell there's more sorrow. So I definitely,
absolutely
have that in mind too. But yeah, praise the Lord for
his life,
for good things.
Yeah. man, it brought tears to my eyes. I was like laughing and crying on the way home from work on Friday because, I was sitting there and I was listening to my songs and I just like, I heard like the beat to one of the songs and like, I just like, I know I was driving, but I put my head down. I just started laughing because I was like, God saw me and he was like, why aren't you giving no emotions right now? Why haven't you been giving him any emotions? Why haven't you been showing emotions? And then like, oh man, I would just started laughing and then I was just crying tears of joy because like, oh man, the song, it just says, how I've longed to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the streets. And it's just like standing face to face with he who died and rose again. And I was just like, man, he gets to experience that right mm-hmm. now. And I was just so happy for him, man. Like, I was just so happy that he gets to experience that. That fresh, that breath in his lungs of heaven. And just like, it's so cool.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, like you say, music. I remember one time sitting with him in one of the chapels or something, like, and he just opened up the hymn book and started like coming up with jokes for like the names of the hymns in the book. Like it was not in a disrespectful way. Like it was kind of like that childish humor, but it was just like, that was kind of random.
Exactly
what
he would do. That's exactly
hilarious.
What he would do, man. He's a funny guy. Mm-hmm. Funny guy.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
He will be missed. That's for sure.
So yeah. Definitely a reminder though. If it does come to mind to reach out to somebody or like,
absolutely,
you got to have a conversation with someone, like just have it.
Cause it was like the day that we had all found out
which was Thursday, I think, like, you had said you thought about him today. I said I thought about him that day. I called Noah right then, and he was like dog sitting, right, for like four straight days. He walks in on Thursday morning, right?
Yeah.
Which is the day we all found out, and his mom goes, hey, has anyone like checked in with Mr. Cox yet? Wow. Like in a while? Yeah, so like he got a sign too, and then I called him. He was like, dude, really? Because my mom just said that. I was like, whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. It like, and like, I'm assuming a whole bunch of other people got signed. Like, something happened. Everybody got signs, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was working with one of your classmates, actually. And we were just like, we had talked about, you know, some experiences with school. And like, I just started, like, we didn't really talk about anything, but I was started thinking about, like, just, I was like, man, the days where we used to just like go and Mr. Cox's classroom and just hang out, like, that's the thing of the past. But it was a fun thing when we were there.
We were just freaking sitting in his, like, Noah and I learned how to tie ties in his freaking office with him.
Nice.
Like, we just sat there. We brought ties into school to figure out how to tie our ties, and then we just chilled in his office and figured it out. I mean, he might have been in there. I don't even know if he was or not, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was really chill.
Yeah.
So good. So thankful for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely a major event of this past week that we wanted to touch on. But
rest in home, Mike.
So transitioning out of that, anything going on in the week other than, you know, obviously that, but just work, personal.
So like,
what you got?
Like, I was really good like on Monday, I think, because like. No, actually, I wasn't good on Monday because, like, my head was all over the place. Like, I didn't, like, my
mentally
headspace.
Or,
yeah,
like,
I was
sick.
I was all over the place. No, I haven't been sick this week. I have not been sick this week. That's just been you.
Facts.
And so then, like, I don't really know. I like, kind of felt like I had to get right with God. Like, in a sense. And so then I did that, and, like, I felt really, really good. Then I went into Bible study, and it was great, you know, with just a great headspace, great everything. And then, like, Tuesday
this
I was good,
Monday.
Too. Yeah. This and Tuesday Monday. I was good, too. And then slowly, like, my mind has just been just, like, it's kind of just, like, a big pile of goop. Like, I don't know, like, anything anymore. Like, all my thoughts are just, like, not a line. All my thoughts are just like all over the place. Like, I don't even know. Like, I truthfully, I don't know anymore, like, anything at all for some reason. Like I got home from work, I showered, and I sat down, like, started reading my Bible, and then, like, I read three different sections, and, like, they all three made sense, but I was like, why don't I feel anything? And then I, like, tried to write something about the first one. And then, like, I was thinking about it. I was like, I just wrote that to write that.
Yeah.
You know? I felt like it was because I felt like I needed to write something. And then I was just like, my mind keeps wandering while I'm reading this. Like, I had already prayed and been like, keep my mind, like, focused and, like, clear all the other thoughts of anything else, like, out of here. And so I've just been, like, kind of all over the place. Like, I just have not been able to focus much recently, and then, like, that turns into laziness, and then laziness turns into just not doing anything, and then, like, that turns into me not wanting to do anything else. And so it's just like
So did you feel like lethargic mentally, just kind of like overweight mentally?
Yeah, but, like, that's the thing, like, am I doing too much? Because I don't feel like I'm doing anything.
Like, in life or with that?
Both.
Were you trying to check boxes? Did you feel?
Well, like, I want to read my Bible every day.
Yeah, but...
You know, because I want to, like, learn more about my Savior and, like, have a better relationship with Him. You know, and I feel like that's part of the way I can do that.
Do you feel like you were reading to learn something or to be shown something?
I don't know.
Like, were you trying to pull something?
I wanted to learn something.
For yourself? Because I've heard, you know, in Bible study, he's talked about, you know, reading to learn something specifically. Or reading to be like, what do you got?
That's what I kind of do. Because, okay. like, I want to learn something, but, like, I don't want to learn a specific thing. I just want to, like, learn whatever God has for me that day, you know? Like, I'm not going to, like, oh, I want to learn about forgiveness and then, like, skim through everything until I find something about forgiveness and then read about that and then, like, take notes about that. Because the stuff above that could have shown me something else about a different area in my life. And just because I was focused on forgiveness, mean, like, just because I've been, I'm pulling that out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, just because I'm focused on forgiveness, I don't want to miss out. Like, I'd be missing out on the rest of it, you know?
Did you think about, going back and something you had read and maybe you'd gone through it too quick?
No. I kind of just, like, set my Bible off to the side, and then I just started praying, and I was like, man, I just, like, I don't know why I can't think of anything right now. I don't know why, like, I can't focus right now. I think I'm just gonna, like, take a step back. Because, like, as I'm praying these things, I'm like, God knows my heart, you know? So I'm just like, God, I'm setting this down for now. Like, I want to come back to it, but, like, I cannot focus on anything. I cannot comprehend anything right now. Like, I just, like, I don't know why, but I don't have that. I would like some sort of clarity on why, like, type of thing, you know?
I think you're doing the most. I think you're doing the most.
Yeah.
I think that, like, something like that happens, just go on a walk or work out, like, do some put, like, I say just, like, because you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do
I could anything. Not read my Bible. Right? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, but I'm not saying don't read your Bible, but right, I'm just saying you don't have to, like, force it. That's what I'm saying, like, you're checking a box.
Yeah, not in a bad, like, way. I'm trying not to, but I like I understand what you're saying about checking the box. And, like, I don't want it to be that way, but I feel like sometimes it is.
Okay, this is, like, you go do something else to occupy yourself, and then you'll probably clear your mind enough to think about what is blocking you. You go on a walk, start looking around, like, at the houses or the forest, the sky. I know it's not really walking weather, but this is just an example. Say this happens in August. Okay, you can go on a walk. Then you're just mentally becoming bored and you're opening your mind up to, like, the possibilities of some of the deeper things you're thinking about. Because you're, like, just sitting, like, think about it. I think you need to, like, well, like, mentally take a step back.
That's what I was doing.
By doing something else.
So, like, that's what I guess I kind of just made it seem like I just sat there for an hour.
Yeah.
No, like I was, I, like, set the Bible off to the side. I, like, closed my eyes and I, like, was praying. That was probably, like, 5 minutes, and then I, like, got up, and then I like, went and watched the football game.
I don't micromanage it to where you're, like, oh, can I go, like, is it going to be sinning to go watch the game instead of what, praying?
Oh, no.
Or something like that?
No, that's not what I'm doing either.
Okay.
I was just saying that, like, I was praying, mm-hmm. and then, like, I'm setting this aside for now. Yeah. So my occupation was the football game.
Okay.
Is what I occupy, yeah, instead, yeah, of, like, a walk.
Yeah. Okay, I see.
There you go.
So did that help?
I mean, kind of. I kind of was just ready to record the podcast.
Well, that was today?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying this was, like, Wednesday or something.
No, I said that was, I meant that was, like, today.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
This has all happened within the past,
okay,
3 hours.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like,
this is a very recent thing. I kind of, okay, felt like it yesterday too, but, like, actually I did feel like it yesterday. Same feeling.
Yeah, I think just trying to do some other stuff. Like, you did it. Like, you did it for today.
That was it?
Yeah. I mean, like, not every day is going to be this, like, magical
revelation.
Experience.
Right.
Some days you just have to, like, some days if I have, like, a workout routine, some days it's just going to be, like, a meh day. I think it's just natural. Anything you do, you're just going to have a meh day. Like, oh, I couldn't do anything right today. Or, like, nothing went right today. Or just, like...
I kind of feel like it stems from just, like recent laziness, though, at the same time.
Well, then the only way to get back to it is to get back to it. So you have to do this day no matter what. Either this is, like, the first day of the next, like, group of consistency you have, and it's just, this is going to be the worst day of the next five, you know? I say you did it. Try reading the same thing tomorrow.
We'll see.
If that, you know, it's just don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it. Yeah. It's kind of just like, do you have a pen on you?
Nope.
Okay.
Do you need one?
Yeah. It would help. Man, it's okay that we don't have one.
Yeah. Not a pen in sight.
Well, here.
What do you want to do? He's getting the phone out. He's open up the Notes app.
No.
Open it up. The Photos app. Okay. Scribbling.
I think that's my mind right now.
It's just all over the place.
Yeah. The picture doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's just...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's kind of where my mind is. For those who don't know, I just drew a bunch of scribbles on a piece of picture.
That happens.
Yeah.
That happens.
That's just where I don't know. Yeah. In-depth look at my mind.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I say... You know, I can have days like that too, moments like that too with stuff. I think it's just bound to happen. You're doing something. You're not doing anything wrong. You're doing the right things. You're just going to have one of those days every now and then with stuff like that.
Thank you.
You know.
I don't know. I do feel better.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, something that helped me. Like, just getting something on my chest that helped me out.
Listen to the podcast?
No. Yesterday, I woke up with this feeling.
But listening to the podcast does help.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've heard, you know, from a lot of people.
Is that because you listened back to the podcast yesterday?
Well, no. I was just trying to get people to listen to the podcast.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Friday. Woke up. For some reason, I woke up. It had snowed the previous day, nothing crazy. I woke up, I was like, man, are we going to, like, maybe get a snow day? I don't know why, I just thought, that, like, for work. And nothing had changed from Thursday, the day before. I guess it was supposed to all happen, and it actually did all happen Friday afternoon, evening. But then I was, like, driving to work, and I was like, I'm feeling like a half day. I don't know why. I was like, I'm feeling like we might not work this full day. Get there, get in at 9:00. And there's 4 of us.
Okay.
And 2 of the guys have been around for a minute, so, like, they know what's going on.
One of them being the boss?
No, the boss was not there. Okay. He was on another job site today.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to him. And I get in, and one of the guys is like, man, I just don't see a lot of work here doing today. I think we could wrap this thing up early. He's like, I'd be fine if we even got out of here at 1. And I'm thinking in my mind, I was like, oh, yeah. Like, then the other guy's like, man, I'm thinking 11. And I was like, okay, I don't want to get crazy, but, like, okay. So we pretty much wrap everything up at, like, 11:30 that we needed to do. The only thing left was to, everything was painted, except there was some trim that was stained wood, and we had to paint it. We had to put a new coat of stain, clear coat stain on this paint.
Yeah.
which one of the guys, the 11 o'clock guy who wanted to be done by, he went to the paint store to get the clear coat made, to get it started to be made. So it's like 11:30 and we still hadn't heard anything. So we started digging for stuff to do. We started cleaning up, which we would do anyway, but like, since we had to come up to come back to, or since we would have had to do that anyway, we weren't going to clean yet, but we cleaned. We found a bunch of, this was a, we didn't take away all the like light switch covers and outlet covers, but we went around the house. We put all those back on. So in all that time, it's like 1:30 now. We burned 2 hours doing jack crap.
Welcome to my life.
I felt like you. I was like, this must be what Chris feels like. I've swept. I've cleaned. Anyways, so then.
I actually haven't been doing a lot of that recently, which is really nice, but we can talk about that later.
One of them calls the paint store, and he's like, oh, we didn't even, he didn't give me this wood. Like, let me get started on this for you. I'll call you back in 20 minutes. So I was like, are you kidding me? We haven't got started on it? And then I had just came back inside from eating my lunch. And he was like, oh, we might as well just take lunch now. Boss still isn't here. He never got there. I don't know if he was planning on it or not. But so then another hour goes by.
So it's now close to 3 o'clock?
It's 2:30, just sitting around. One of them had to go home.
The 11 o'clocker?
No. He was gone on lunch. And then he came back with the stained paint.
But he didn't even call in.
What's that?
So... 11 o'clock goes to get the stained paint.
Yeah, at 1:30.
No. He goes to call. Wait. No, at 11:30.
He called. Yeah, at 1:30 he called.
We said at 11:30.
We burned the 2 hours doing nothing.
And then he called at
We were
one.
Working, but like nothing crazy.
Oh.
We just found stuff to do.
So, guy that wanted to leave at 11.
Yeah.
Left at 11:30, I thought, to go check the stained paint.
No. We called at 1:30. We were waiting for the call from the paint company to let them know that it was done. Let us know that it was done.
Oh, but the call never came.
No.
So you guys called the paint company. I'm following.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we going with this?
But like throughout the day, I was anticipating that half day. So I was thinking of all like the productive, like some of the work things I could have done. Like I was like, man, I'm going to have a few hours to like get some stuff done. I'm really excited about this. And then like so much unproductive hours went by. We eventually did the stained trim and we got that all done, which, you know, I'm very thankful to have been able to work the full day and got paid, you know, nothing, you know, very thankful. But for some reason, like I was just angry. I didn't know why. I didn't show it. I wasn't like, you know, eyebrows down yelling at everyone I talked to or whatever, but like
you just felt
inside
wrong.
I felt wrong. I was like, I'm angry, but I didn't know it until like I got it out and I was like, you know, I think I'm mad because I was anticipating this and this happened. But, you know, I woke up, I was expecting to work the full day anyways before work. So it wasn't like I had anything scheduled or planned or anything, but, and then it was snowing a bunch. I shoveled the driveway, which that was a good stress reliever. I will say I was like, man, I'm actually having fun shoveling the driveway.
Serves you right.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy to, you know, I'm happy to serve.
Of course.
But I say
I can count on how many times, I can count on one hand how many times Henry has shoveled the driveway in the past 5 years, 4 years, 3 years. You're probably a twice a year type of guy. Maybe once.
I'll tell you the role that I shine in the most is when I get home and it's later and the snow is still coming down, but it's only been coming down for a little while, so there's like a few inches to get off the ground. Because I can easily burn through that and like shovel that real quick, especially since there's 4 cars in the driveway. Yesterday there was 3, and they were all lined up on one side, so it was really nice. I could clear off one half. That's the role I shine in the snow shoveling. Now, the role I do not like is when you wake up to 8 inches of snow that you have to use the snow plower to get it off.
Yeah, that's definitely where Henry does not shine.
I make that sound very weak because it's a snow plower that you get to use. But
Nor is it the role I like to shine in. But actually, I have to shine in all the roles every single time.
That's okay, though. That's okay. We wear different hats.
So it was good that I woke up from a nap and somebody told me that Henry had,
you know, I would say maybe that's the balance. Like, I do a lot of the inside stuff, like the trash or the dishes, where you can, like, handle more of the outside stuff, like the leaves and
mowing the lawn, doing the leaves. Mm-hmm.
Dynamic duo.
The trash. So it's like a husband and wife.
Shoot. I don't want to be the wife, but it sounds like I am.
Yeah, power wash everything, you know. All the weeds.
But yeah.
Vacuum.
Angry is a harsh word to say about that. I was just kind of like thrown off, like just a little irritated.
Of course.
It was angry for me. I don't tend to get too riled up, but I was just irritated. I do want to say, man, I've been really enjoying the paint life.
The painting industry.
I read back my journal today a little bit.
Do you drink the paint thinner?
Not yet.
Okay.
I like smelling the oil-based primer, though.
You like the smell of oil-based? Dude.
I don't know why. Call me crazy.
I hate the smell of the oil-based primer. I like the smell of paint, but like oil-based primer.
It's not for everybody. That. It was like, I'm really excited to order the chaos of my schedule and routine, get some regular money coming through, organize my, you know, financial stewardship, my time stewardship, and just kind of taking a proactive step back on life, you know, looking at things from a bigger glance and start taking bigger steps more slowly. If that makes sense, instead of trying to take all these big steps fast, I was living life in a fast way. Life. I didn't want to say it. I realized what I was starting to say, and I was like, I cannot complete that sentence. I was living life mentally very chaotic, and this has really, really helped me. Something I prayed about in the decision making process. You know, and it's been good so far. It's been real good. It's taught me a lot of things, allowing me to listen to, you know, sermons and stuff like that, and just kind of taking that time to do that. but yeah, it's been good. A good move.
Tis Taz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not everything's perfect. Still, you know, sorting through their weeds on some things, but for the most part, it's been going good. It's been going good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Nah, I just work.
You know, I don't know. I'll speak on it a little bit, just as a
just dabble,
maybe a warning sign,
just dabble,
or just So, you know, I was talking about I've been having the opportunity to listen to more sermons, podcasts, live streams of Christian talk. Just trying to, you know, I prayed to be able to understand more theologically. So I've been searching for outlets to like take stuff in while I'm working. I don't listen to something for 8 hours a day. I can't do that. Some days I won't listen to anything. Some days I'll listen to stuff here and there, but I've been listening to a wide range of things. But one of them I have now realized is a false doctrine of looking at the Bible, a wolf in sheep's clothing, as it's worded in the Bible, where it looks good. It looks right. It looks profitable. But it turns out that it is not. It is actually destruction and destroys you mentally. And so it was nothing that I adapted into my practice, but consuming it up against what I did believe was interesting for me and reinforced what I do believe even more so, because I realized more about what I do not believe, if that makes sense. So if I'm putting myself in a position to learn something about what I don't believe, and I can make the decision on, oh, I don't believe that, it then has made what I do believe stronger.
Yes.
You know?
True.
So It was put in a lot more words than this, which if I say this, you would understand that it's not correct. But it was a works-based salvation way of looking at the Bible. But it is worded in a way that makes you think about it like it could be correct. And I think the main reason where that takes place is because it's very fear-centered. One of the biggest lessons I've learned over the past year plus, is that anything that is fear-based, fear-centered sales, basically.
Sales pitch.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be a product you can buy, but this is a belief that you buy with your attention, that you buy with the way you think about the world, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not just having to be products or services to be sold. It's attention. And your soul. Your soul is what is being sold here. Yes. Or they're given. Selling their doctrine to your soul. And it was fear based, it was fear centered, and it was something that, you know, God put in front of me and allowed me to work through in prayer, you know, thinking like, hey, I'm seeing the signs here again. This is a fear-based doctrine talking about how if you sin after you are saved, then you
makes you less really of a Christian.
Saved. Don't make you less than a Christian. It means you don't really have the Holy Spirit and you're a child of the devil.
Oh.
So, you know, in Paul talks about a few times, but I know Galatians 5 talks about, you know, the sins, sexual sin, lust, anger,
sure, yeah,
deceit, covetousness, all that stuff. If you fall into that, then you are not saved.
That's what they're saying.
In many more words than this, that. It was very thought provoking. That was like, well, maybe they're right, but I'm just simplifying the words. I can't put all the art into it that they can. But unfortunately, it was a YouTuber that decided to follow a pastor, and I really liked the YouTuber, so I was, you know, listening to what he said, and he was articulating through live streams. Questions that his audience had about verses, he would dive into verses, explain them. So it really had me intrigued. But I watched a video talking more about the pastor and his doctrine, mm-hmm. and what he believed, and it just amplified to me that I don't believe that, and so no longer can I or will I be subscribed to that YouTuber. I hope he comes around because he is you know, following something that's mm-hmm. not true. And preaching against what it is that we believe.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's sad, but it's been good for me in this short, I don't know, I'd say it's about a month or so that I've been on and off listening to what he has to say. But it's been good for me. It really has, even though it's not something that is good for you to follow. It's been good for me to learn about what is not true,
yeah,
for me.
In response, I mean, I know I've sent it to the group chat actually twice in the past month, because I found it twice and it's made sense to me twice, and I've had new revelations from it twice. And it's the verse. I mean, I found it in Mark and I found it in Luke. It's probably in John, and if I can remember, it's probably in Matthew too. Jesus is eating with the tax collectors, eating with Levi, who then changed his name to Matthew. He's eating with them, and Pharisees are like, what are you doing? Why are you eating with these people? These sure. people suck. These people yeah. are sinners. And Jesus fires back instantly with his response in just pure humility. He goes, I have not come for those who think they are righteous, but for those who know they are sinners in need of repentance. And it's like, exactly.
Like if you can humble yourself enough to know that you at your heart suck, you know, that you are a sinner, that you cannot do this thing called life alone, but it's only through Jesus and his power and his blood and his grace, you know?
Yeah.
Not boasting in the fact that I'm better than you, you know? I haven't come for those who think they're righteous, but who know they're sinners. Like, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I'm going to mess up each and every day. And so, like, taking that with me, I know I got that, but I know I got him, you know?
Mm-hmm. It actually is in Matthew, because I read that today. It's Matthew 13.
Yeah. Matthew 13. I know it's Luke 6 or Luke 5 and Mark 5 actually probably as well.
Yeah. You see, that's what...
It's probably in John too. Haven't got there yet.
You know, that's, one of the foundations of the doctrine that we've been taught is that, you know, we can't save ourselves. It is God's free grace that he gives to us. And
that's a privilege.
Yeah, that's what it would preach against in a way that made it make sense, which is why that doctrine was building a following. Is like, but then I got to think about it, and we actually have a reel, you know, talking about God being a judge and judging our life based on how we live at the end of it. And I shouldn't say how you live, but if you have Jesus or not. You know,
yeah.
If you did not choose to repent, you know, but if you did, you will spend eternity with him. And then I was thinking about that, the way that they're talking, and it's like if you choose to repent here on earth, and then you don't sin again, you're saying you're saving yourself. They're saying that the blood of Jesus is not what he's like. I don't know the last time blood cleaned me, but then. He's like, I got the Holy Spirit in me. But then that made me think, I was like, wait a minute.
That don't make no sense.
This makes, yeah, exactly. It doesn't make sense. But what then I understood was like, imagine Jesus' blood in a bathtub. And you get washed in it. You come out clean. Nobody else's blood is making you clean.
Right.
You know, not your own blood. So it's like, that's what it means to believe in Jesus, is that his... because he died,
his red stained blood,
it washes you.
Yeah,
so it was a really cool experience to follow a false doctrine for about a month. So I'm sorry for my Pharisee-ness.
I mean, if you're just as long as you weren't like preaching what they were preaching, I think you're
probably right. Could have got to it at some point, but
yeah,
I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I didn't. But yeah. A good week. For the most part.
Hoping for a better week next week for myself.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Looking forward to it.
If you are sick, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
I got a tip.
No,
I got a tip. I got a tip. I want to close out the show with this. If you are sick and you own a pair of wool socks and a pair of cotton socks.
Hurry this up. Hurry this up.
For something I did for 3 nights in a row, because it helped me feel better. After 3 days, I felt better. Get the wool sock. Actually,
take
a warm shower. Get your feet warmed up. Get the cotton socks wet with wet water. Cold water. Not wet water.
Cold water, really?
Cold water. Put them on. Put the wool socks. Dry on over them and fall asleep. Golden.
Apparently, it pulls out the toxins. Soak your feet and make them freezing cold in wet, gross, soggy socks, and it heals you.
Hey, amen. I'm just saying. Thank you for listening, for tuning into episode 88. Thank you for the love and support on YouTube and the audio.
What's that over there?
Oh, dude, is that a stop sign? Another one. Speaking of stop signs, it's time to go. Rest
Thank
in peace,
you guys so much.
Mr. Cox. We
Mr.
love
Cox,
you.
Mr. Cox, we love you.
Thank you.
Rest in paradise.
Peace.